Now the latest from News Radio 1070, WINA and 98.9 FM at 5:03. It's 55 and overcast. Meteorologist Danielle Niddle is calling for rain as we head toward the morning with a low of 48. Fog to start out with tomorrow, but then 65 with occasional rain. The most accurate and dependable weather forecast in Central Virginia coming up. Future development along West Main Street comes back to City Council during tonight's final meeting of the year. Neil Williamson of the Free Enterprise Forum says some property owners don't like rezoning recommendations from the Planning Commission. He wonders if a vote will happen tonight or be delayed till next year.
Will the council say, well, you know, it was on our agenda before. We didn't have a formal first reading. They aren't required to have a second reading. Will this council, because they want their thumbprint on it, say, to heck with it, we're going to pass it? Or will they just allow the first reading to occur and allow the new council to make their voice heard?
Williamson was a guest on The Shilling Show. John P. Fishwick Jr. has been sworn in as U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Virginia. The swearing-in ceremony took place this morning at the federal courthouse in Roanoke. Fishwick replaces Tim Hafey, who now works at a Richmond law firm. Governor McAuliffe wants the state to meet 8% of its energy needs with solar power in 3 years. McAuliffe released a report by a climate change commission today. Coastal communities such as Norfolk are among the most threatened by rising seas in the nation. Some senior Republicans in the House of Delegates want to reform Virginia's Certificate of Public Need process for new medical facilities. Bedford Delegate Kathy Byron.
The process itself, expensive, slow, and complex, appears designed to discourage potential competitors from even attempting to enter the marketplace. It isn't just that we don't have a free market in healthcare. We effectively don't have a market at all.
Byron is a critic of the Affordable Care Act, which many refer to as Obamacare. Lindsey Graham no longer running for president. South Carolina's senior senator made that announcement on his website this morning. UVA's Larry Sabato says Graham realized he wasn't going anywhere.
You can argue that Lindsey Graham was the most entertaining campaigner. He certainly has a wonderful sense of humor. But entertaining the audience is not the same as winning a debate. And, of course, he was not able to get on the main stage.
Sabato says this frees up politicians in the early voting state of South Carolina to now endorse anyone they wish. And you can now smile for your driver's license picture. Back 6 years ago, the DMV told people to wipe the smile off their face when the photo was taken.
That was done in preparation for the potential future use of image verification software. At the time, this type of software, which is used for identity theft, it worked best when comparing similar images. We asked them to maintain a neutral expression.
Brandy Brubaker of the DMV.
Technology has now advanced so that that neutral expression is no longer necessary, although we're not using such software currently.
And you don't have to stop at a Mona Lisa smile, you can grin from ear to ear. Get news anytime at WINA.com or on Twitter at News Radio WINA. It's 5:06.
From the News Radio 1070 and 98.9 FM WINA Local Weather Center, I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Danielle Niddle. Mild overnight with a little bit of rain developing towards daybreak, 48 degrees. For Tuesday, some morning fog, otherwise damp with occasional rain, high 65. A rainy day Wednesday, but quite warm, 68.
Accurate and dependable weather when you need it most. I'm Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA, now on 98.9 FM.
Sports. Glory.